بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم once asked Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b رضي الله تعالى عنه a question Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b رضي الله تعالى عنه is one of the illustrious Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is known as the Qari of this Ummah. The Qari of this Ummah. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with a beautiful voice. There are various incidents regarding Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, O Ubay, Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to recite to you, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَسَمَّانِي رَبِّي, did Allah ta'ala take my name and said, go and read to Ubay, or he just told you to read to any sahabi? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Allah said, go and read to Ubay. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu cried out of happiness and joy that Allah ta'ala actually took his name and instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite Surah Al-Bayyina to Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala. Many other virtues regarding Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala. So this incident is where Rasulullah asked him, Ya Abul Munzir, O Abul Munzir, which is the greatest ayat verse in the Holy Quran? Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know best. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the question, Ubay, O Abul Munzir, which is the greatest verse in the whole Quran? So Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu then gave an answer, and he said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, the entire verse. Nabiya Kareem struck his Mubarak hand on the chest of Ubay to congratulate him. And then Nabiya Kareem tells him, liyahlikal ilm, may ilm, knowledge come to you with ease. So the greatest verse in the whole Quran, the greatest ayat, is Ayatul Kursi. Why is it known as Ayatul Kursi? Because the Kursi of Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in this verse. And the Kursi of Allah Ta'ala is so huge and so great that the entire skies and the earth put together compared to the Kursi of Allah is like a tiny little ring that you wear. Tiny little ring on the ground. So the entire skies and the earth is like a tiny ring compared to the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the arsh of Allah ta'ala is even greater than the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the greatest verse is Ayatul Kursi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two very important benefits and virtues of reciting Ayatul Kursi after every farz salat. Whoever is Ayatul Kursi after the farz salat, one hadith says that he will be protected. He'll be in the amnesty and protection of Allah Ta'ala till the next salah time. So if we read Ayatul Kursi now after Fajr salah we have performed, then right till Zuhur salah you are in the amnesty and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other virtue is, لَمْ يَمْنَعْهُ مِنْ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ. That nothing will stop him from, nothing will prevent him from entering into Jannah besides death. In other words, such a person, the only thing now that will not, he is waiting to enter Jannah that is holding him back is maut. So when he passes away from this hadith, he is given glad tidings that that person who read Ayatul Kursi after every Fard Salat, he shall enter Jannah. There's a very beautiful story, I think we mentioned it quite a few times previously, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala bihifdhi zakati Ramadan to look after the zakat that was collected from the Sahaba during the month of Ramadan. So there was a whole heap of items. Nabi Kareem sallallahu tells Abu Huraira that you guard this. So he was guarding. In the night, a thief comes and he begins to take heaps of whatever was gathered. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala catches him. He says, what are you doing? He says, no, but I'm poor. I've got a family. I'm muhtaj. Li hajatun shadida. I've got so many needs. Give me a break. He said, arfa'annaka ila Rasulullah. I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pleaded. He said, please give me a chance. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ. I let him go. In the morning, Nabi Kareem calls him, Abu Huraira, what happened last night with your captive? You caught somebody? What happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he complained. He said he was poor, he was needy, he's got a family to support. So I let him go. Nabi Kareem said, he is a liar and he will return. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira knew that he's going to come back. The exact thing happened the next night. Sayyidina Abu Huraira catches him. I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are you doing? He says, please give me a break. I've got a family. I've got to look after them. I'm in difficult conditions. I've got a lot of needs. So he said, I felt pity. I let him go. Nabi Kareem asked me next morning, asked me, ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha? What happened last night with your captive, the person who came to steal? He said, Rasulullah, he complained about poverty, etc. I let him go. Nabi Kareem said, he's lying. He'll come again. The third night, the same thing happened. I got hold of his hand, and now I'm going to take you to Rasulullah. He said, okay, give me a break. I will teach you something that if you read at night before going to sleep, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. Allah Ta'ala will protect you. And Shaitan won't be able to come near you. Shaitan won't be able to come near you. So he said, what is it? So this person then taught him Ayatul Kursi. The next morning, Nabi Kareem asked him, what happened last night now? He said, Ya Rasulullah, same thing happened. And then this person pleaded to me to give him a break and let him go. But he taught me an ayat of the Quran that if I read it, Shaitan can never come close to me. Nabi Kareem said, Innahu sadaqak wa huwa kadhubun. This time he spoke the truth to you. But his nature is, he's a great liar. But he's spoken the truth. Do you know this past three nights who was coming to you, Ubay? Sa'd Ubay bin Ka'b said, I do not know. He said, that was Shaitan himself. Shaitan showed this amal. But look at Ubay bin Ka'b. Sahaba was so desirous of learning knowledge that he let the man go just so he could acquire some knowledge. But this is a very powerful wazifa taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read Ayat al-Kursi, and inshallah we will get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah after we pass away, maut, we will get jannat, and shaitan will be kept away from us. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.